on the phone in the middle of the night. No, not that again. Not him, not that voice. Not those words.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everybody. This is Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for March 1st, 2016. Today's show is sponsored by Ben Kilburn. Thanks, Ben, for supporting the show for years and years now. Today, I'm going to play the audio from a live show I did 2 days ago, which I have not edited yet, so I don't know how long it's going to be. The show itself, it happened on Sunday night, and it wasn't the greatest show because there was just a lot of phones ringing and people not picking up and homeowners associations warning everybody about me. But we still had fun, despite just lots of phone ringing and answering machines picking up. Patreon supporters have probably already seen this because I posted the video version of this onto the Patreon, I think, Sunday night, which, by the way, I've been doing a lot of lately. If you're a Patreon supporter or a supporter on phonelosers.org/cactus, I've been trying to include the video versions, the full unedited shows. I've been posting some of those on Patreon, and other times I've been embedding it into the posts on phonelosers.org. But you can only see them if you're a subscriber. And if you're not a subscriber, boy, are you missing out on all that phone ringing and answering machines picking up. But sometimes there's video of me, so you get to see me look really awkward as I'm trying not to laugh at people on the phone. You can support the show and possibly get access to this stuff by going to phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. So everybody should be doing that because, yay, perks. I don't really have any announcements today, so I guess we'll just get into the live show from Sunday night. I guess one thing I should remind you of is that the PLA torrent exists, and if you'd like to get an easy-to-download copy of every single episode of the Snowplow Show, and all of the phone shows, and the PLA radios, and tons of pictures, and thousands of individual pranks, you can get them really easily by going to phonelosers.org/torrent. You also get all of the loops that I use on this show. So the loop that's playing right now, you get a copy of it for free. It's inside the torrent. phonelosers.org/torrent. Okay, here's the live show. The first person we're going to call is Brent and Heather. By the way, this list, I think it's been used by another prank call host. Or maybe even me and I've just forgotten. I don't think so, though. But this could be one I did years ago and just have completely forgotten about. But I don't think so, because I would have remembered this layout of this directory that somebody sent me. This directory was sent to me by a guy named 2077 Guy. Maybe he knows I got it already, and he's just trolling me. I don't know.
Hello?
Hello, Cheryl?
Yes?
Hi, this is Chris from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to call and let you know about the...
You should stop this. You really should.
What did I do? What are you talking about?
They're going to track you down, and they are going to hang you when they find you.
Hang me? They don't do that stuff anymore. What are you talking about? Yeah, I'd say this directory might be used. Call me crazy, but... And also, you know, I did this one last week, so they may have had a big homeowners meeting or sent out an email that said, hey, if you get any calls, they're fake. But I'm going to keep trying. You never know. Maybe, you know, that happened last week too, just with two different people, and the rest of them were lots of fun. I have no backup plan tonight either, so if this doesn't work out, then I guess I'm just quitting.
Hello?
Hello, Leanne?
Yes?
Hi, this is Gary from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I just needed to find out, are you comfortable with us housing sex offenders in the neighborhood?
I would say no.
Why not? They're people too. You heartless wench. I mean, what kind of answer is that? What would Jesus do? Would Jesus be like, oh, I don't like that type of person. No. Don't want them living around me.
I didn't say that.
I know, you didn't, because you're nothing like Jesus.
Okay, Gary.
Well, anyway, we're going to be moving in 7 sex offenders on all of the houses nearest to you.
Okay.
That's not a problem?
I guess you will do whatever you need to do.
That's right, because we're the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
We can do what we want.
Yeah, yep. You can.
All right. Well,
okay.
Yeah, have a nice night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, maybe this isn't going to work out at all tonight. Maybe they've all been alerted. Or maybe just the ones with email addresses on this list. Let's see what happens on the next one. So tonight I found out that, you know, in The Walking Dead, in the current season of Walking Dead, I guess that's 6, right? They're staying in this town of Alexandria. And that's a real town. I read this article tonight on Cracked.com about how it's a real... what would you call it? You know, it's just like a little neighborhood, they probably have homeowners association stuff there. And I did, you know, it's a real area. When you're watching the show, all those houses actually have people in them, like families living, and they're not allowed to leave their house when the show's being filmed. And, yeah, I did look them up on White Pages and Google Maps, and I was thinking about calling them tonight, but there's not a lot of them that are listed, so I probably won't do that. Or maybe I'll do that off the air sometime, because I don't know. Unless someone can get a homeowner's list for that neighborhood, that'd be great.
Hello?
Hi, is Jason there?
Yeah, hold on, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Jason?
Yeah.
This is Chris from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
I can barely hear you. Can you, talk to the right side of the phone?
Yeah, can you not call it? What time is it?
It looks like it's a little after 10.
Oh. Okay, what do you mean?
I just needed to let you know that this week we're going to be aiming microwave beams at your house. And I just need to know if anyone in your household is pregnant or wearing a pacemaker.
No.
Okay, you're sure? I mean, we need to know for sure. It's very important. And he hung up. All right. He didn't like me calling after 10.
Hello?
Hi, hello? Chris?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris. This is Gary from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that we're going to aim some microwave beams at your house this week.
Okay.
And do you know if anyone in your house is pregnant or wearing a pacemaker?
No, they're not.
Okay, all right. How big are your smallest pets?
What are they going to be? What is this for?
They're high power microwave beams. They're going to be aiming them directly at your house.
Yeah, no, they're not.
They're what?
Okay, no. And what's your last name?
Cooper. Why do you ask?
I'm just asking why you're calling at 11:15 to ask this.
Oh, it's after 11. I thought it was after 10 in that time zone.
Oh.
Yeah,
if you're in the Homeowners Association, you'd be my same time zone, wouldn't you?
Well, no, it's just my summer home, smartass.
Hang up on him.
Did you hear that lady? She barked an order, and her husband just, like, snapped to attention and hung up the phone. He knows what's good for him.
Hello?
Hello, Judy?
Yes?
Hi there, it's Gary from the Homeowners Association.
Should I just hang up?
Hello? from the home.
Judy?
Hang up.
Yeah.
All right. They've definitely been notified. I think I need to get rid of this one. Maybe, well, let me finish up this page at least. And I'll see what else I have for tonight.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Jeannie?
No, you got a wrong number.
That's not true. Is it really?
What? It's not Jeannie.
Well, you have their number.
No, because I don't know a Jeannie.
Well, what'd you take their number for?
Well, excuse me?
You shouldn't have taken Jeannie's number.
I am at my phone.
But that's Jeannie's phone number. She had it for over a decade.
I'm very sorry.
You should be.
It's not... What are you trying to do?
Well, do you have Jeannie's new phone number? Do you have it written down there?
I don't know a Jeannie. I'm living here.
You need to figure out who Jeannie is.
My telephone, rang. So I answered my phone.
I know, but you should figure out who Jeannie is so when people call for her, you can give them the number.
Excuse me? I don't even know a Jeannie.
I know, but just to be nice, why can't you just do that? Why don't you go find her number for
You know
me?
What?
What?
Go to bed and sleep.
I don't want to go to bed and sleep. I think that's a first. I don't think anyone has ever told me to go to bed and sleep. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Hello.
Hi, Ben.
You have the wrong number.
Really? Everyone's saying that tonight.
Well, you definitely do here.
Well, I'm just trying to do telemarketing. This sucks. Like, all these numbers are bad. I think the company that I brought this list from...
Yeah.
I think they screwed me over. Damn it.
Yep, sorry about that.
Well, do you want to buy car insurance?
No.
Why not? Damn hobo. Oh, hello? Darlene?
Hello?
Oh, Darlene, this is Gary from the Homeowners Association.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Okay. She wins that round. All right, yeah, I think... Okay, here's the last number on the list. Maybe it'll be amazing.
Hello?
Hi, Jay.
Yes.
Hey, it's Gary from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Do you believe me?
No.
Shit. All right. Well, I tried. Never mind then, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a nice night.
You too.
Bye. Oh, I should have stayed on. He might have picked up the star 3 to me. I don't think I did very good in that call, you guys. Not sure where I went wrong, but it didn't work. So it looks like the show's over. No, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna search through my email and try and find another list. So hang in there for two or three songs, and I'll see what I can do. I'm gonna fix this one of these years. Okay, I found another directory. We're going to see how this one goes. This is one from a guy named Nathan. He sent it to me last November. And he says, I haven't looked at it yet, but he says there's rental properties in this. Oh, wait, so it's not a homeowners association? Oh, no, it's homeowners. But there's rental properties in this one, but they're in their own special place on the last page of the directory. Like they're second-class properties or something, Nathan says. That's kind of awesome. It's just like a homeowners association. So let's get started. I changed my phone number to something local to these people. The only bad thing about this one is it's in the Eastern time zone. So it's kind of late. I hate to wake people up, you know.
Hello.
Hi, Carol.
Yes.
Hey there, it's Robbie from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that this week we're gonna be aiming microwave beams at your house.
And, why?
It's just, I don't know, that's something that the...
I don't want you to do that. I don't know anything about that. Why would you have to do something like that?
Well, it's just an experiment.
No!
Well, it's not a big deal. I just needed to...
I don't want you doing it! No, I don't know anything about any repercussions or why you would want to do that.
Why not? It's not a big deal. It's just microwave beams. They're not dangerous.
Because I don't want to go into a microwave oven either.
No, it's not like that. It's not gonna be like that. Come on, don't be ridiculous.
No, I'm not trying to be ridiculous. But why on earth would you need to do microwave beams at my house?
It's not me personally. It's just something that they're.
I'm not talking about. Whoever and why.
They're beaming them down from space or something. I'm not sure. You'll probably get I don't know. It's just something that the Homeowners Association is partnered up with. But I needed to...
You're kidding! I'm sorry. We didn't get to the mail, and I missed that meeting, and I knew something was going to happen. No, I don't like this at all.
Well, it's just...
Completely, and I'm sorry I missed the meeting, because I didn't read about it until afterwards. But
well, I'm supposed to...
Oh, great. Now it's something else.
I'm supposed to ask, is anyone in your house pregnant or wearing a pacemaker?
Not at the moment, but I'll tell you, if it's not good for somebody who's pregnant wearing a pacemaker,
no,
I don't want anything part of it.
I didn't say it wasn't good. It's fine. There's nothing wrong. It's just something that the Chinese government's doing.
Oh, that's even better! The Chinese? What? Oh, like I trust them.
Oh, don't be racist, ma'am. That's really racist.
I'm not racist. I am. That's nationalist.
Don't be a nationalist.
I'm an American. Why not? Because they don't like our country and they like... And they're like,
well, no, it's just, it's not like that.
I'm a nationalist. I'm an American.
Okay. All right. Well, you're the one that called yourself a nationalist. I called you a racist.
Well, that's a race, and that would be an Asiatic type of thing. And I don't care. I have some of my good friends. I mean,
okay. I'm a high school dropout, so just settle down. But anyway,
I'm just telling you the difference.
They're going to start tomorrow morning around 11. They're going to start.
And so what am I supposed to?
You don't have to do anything.
This is just horrible. Just a moment, please. I am just so unhappy about this. I can't tell you. Just one moment, please.
Okay.
Somehow our homeowner is going to be from a satellite station. Our house tomorrow. Would you like to talk to Robbie about this? I am.
Hello?
Hello? Bruce?
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce. It's Robbie from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
I don't know why your wife's so upset. We're just going to be aiming microwave beams at your house this week. It's just this week only. It's not a big deal. But she seems really upset about it.
You say that again? I'm not sure I understand you.
It's just microwave beams. We're going to be aiming microwave beams at your house just this coming week. And I didn't want to get into an argument about it. I just needed to find out if anyone there was pregnant or wearing a pacemaker before we got started.
Is this a joke?
No, of course not. Sir? Sir, what's Carol doing? Is she okay?
She's in another room.
Oh.
What's the point of this? What is the point of this?
I don't... It's just it's an experiment. It's for science or something. They're just going to be aiming microwave beams at your house for about a week. It's not a big deal.
And they're doing this to the neighborhood?
No, just your house. I mean, some of it'll spill over to the other houses, but for the most part, just your house.
And how did...
And do you know you're married to a nationalist? She hates the Chinese. She thinks being a nationalist means you have to hate people. I mean, she just started flipping out at me, and weirdly enough, she called herself a nationalist. That was weird. That has nothing to do with the experiment. I'm sorry. That's just my own personal commentary. Hello, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Is everything okay? Maybe I could talk to your wife again, because she was more talkative, at least. So, yeah, it's fine. You can just put her back on the phone.
Well, you can, but I don't really understand this.
I know, but at least...
I don't understand why... I'm sorry, this is kind of a joke.
Yeah, it's not a joke, sir. But maybe you could put her on since she understands, since you don't get it. It's fine. Bruce, hello? Well, that was fun. That lady completely flipped out when she heard about the microwave beams. That was pretty crazy. Oh, geez, I'm looking at the last page on this list. It's just like this little footnote. And they stopped doing all the fancy, nice formatting, and they stopped using colors in the directory. It's just black and white, plain type. It's like, and it says, these are the owners of the rental properties, period. This just has the small list. They are not happy about those rental properties. Hey, Nathan's in the chat room. Hey, Nathan. Thanks for the list. The list that you gave me 3 months ago. I'm just now getting to. Hello, William?
Yes.
Hey, William. It's Robbie from the Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to let you know that... I needed to find out if you're okay having sex offenders in the neighborhood, because we're starting a new program.
It's after midnight.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. So, and what's your answer? Are you okay with having the sex offenders in the neighborhood? Because we're just starting a new program. We've got, like, an agreement with the state.
Well, I don't know what the law is. I mean, are they allowed to stay here or not?
Oh, no, they are. It's all on the up and up. It's not a big deal. In fact, we're having an adopt a sex offender program, but you know, we'll send that out in the newsletter or something in the mail. But it looks like we're going to be moving sex offenders, three of them, just on your street, really close to your house. As long as you're okay with that, just making sure.
No, I don't like it.
Okay. But, well, they're people too.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I just needed to find out. We're just doing a survey, calling up everyone in the neighborhood. We tried to call you during regular hours, and you didn't pick up. And he's gone. All right, let me delete that idea. That's from the last show I did last week. Lorenzo Gonzalez asked if they're comfortable housing a sex offender in their house. Oh, yeah, I should have said in their house. I said in the neighborhood. Sorry, Lorenzo, whatever your name is. Neil says you'll get carbon credits for it. That's great. We are almost through this directory, you guys. So we may just have to consider that one lady that flipped out about microwave beams. That might be the whole show. We'll see, though.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer, it's Robbie from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be aiming microwave beams at your house this week, starting tomorrow morning.
Do you know it's 1 a.m.?
Yeah, they tried to get a hold of you this past week, and you didn't respond to the letter that we mailed, so we thought maybe we could get a hold of you this time of night.
Okay. Okay, so what?
We're going to be aiming microwave beams at your house all next week.
Okay.
And is anyone in your house pregnant, or do they wear a pacemaker?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. And then does anyone wear a pacemaker?
No.
Okay. I don't think it matters. They just asked me to ask. It probably doesn't matter. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
But it's to test the flat earth theory.
Okay.
And it'll be starting tomorrow morning and lasting till Friday evening.
Okay.
And do you have any small pets?
I have a dog.
How big is it?
30 pounds.
30? Oh, wow. Okay. He should be okay then. I think we're all right. And do you have any popcorn in the house?
Yes.
Microwave popcorn?
Yes.
Oh, no. You're going to want to move that. Do you have a friend's house you could keep that at?
I have no idea, I guess.
And do you have any aluminum?
Who is doing this?
I don't know. We partnered up with the government and the state and stuff. They've I don't know what they're doing. Something about the Chinese government.
Is there a number we can call to ask these questions? Because there's a lot of maybes that we think it's okay.
Well, I think it's okay. It's probably okay. But I mean, they gave me a lot of money to say that.
Well, that's awesome, but...
Do you have enough aluminum foil to cover your dog?
No. What?
It's just one of the questions on here. Have to ask it. And that's the...
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, everything looks good. They're going to start tomorrow morning. And just make sure you... Like, do you have work in the morning? Can you take that popcorn with you?
If I can remember, sure.
Do you sleep naked? That got rid of her for some reason. She didn't like that. You didn't make me laugh, Eisenberg. She made me laugh the way she said, what? Or whatever she said. So you can't have credit for that. Sorry, Heisenberg. It was her. It was her tone. Okay, fine, Heisenberg. It was you. It was all you. And that was Bobo Bob's whatever idea, the flat earth theory thing. She didn't seem to respond to that, though.
Hi, you've reached Carol. I'm sorry that I'm unavailable. However, if you leave your name...
Oh, Heisenberg had the tinfoil dog idea, so I guess technically he did make me laugh. So thank you, Heisenberg, for that.
Hey, Roy. It's that guy from the area code. I just want to thank you for uploading the 2015 media pack, and especially for not including the YouTube video for every goddamn snowplow show. That was a real pain in the last one. I'm using G729A special for you. Bye.
Aw, G729A just for me? You're the best. Actually, I just had to Google that to see what G729A is. Fucking nerd.
Oh, dear Brad. I didn't know who this is. And I have incredibly awesome things to say. But I got to thinking, because I was listening to a show from last year, and it was like, hey, why don't you just go ahead and do like a secret show of all the Corbin guys' voicemails? No, that would be a little bit too much.
Yeah, fuck that
shit. I don't think I can handle that. But how about this?
No.
Why don't we do a secret show of all of Gloria's voicemails?
No. Yay. Even worse.
And what's the deal with that poster, huh? Where is it? Where's the poster, Gloria? Where's the goddamn fucking poster?
Yeah, Gloria.
Huh?
Got our hopes all up.
Huh? All right, I should not be raising my voice if I'm walking through Cracktown neighborhood. All right, love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gloria's worse than me, always promising the new episode of Telephone Falls, or the vinyl record. Where's the poster, Gloria?
Hey, Roy, I got a note saying you dinged my car. All I noticed was a scratch in the windshield, but you probably did that when you left the note, so thanks for leaving it.
Anytime.
Hi, this is Tim from the Albany, Oregon FedEx store 435, calling for Brad Carter. We have a message for you. We currently don't have any packages available in the store right now, so
good.
No need to stop by. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
It's good to know that. I'm glad that FedEx calls me with that information. It gives me peace of mind. Thanks, FedEx.
Hey, Roy, to Florida.
Hey.
Thank you. A happy, happy Saturday. And
Tuesday, you idiot.
I just want to thank you for all the shows you do, man, because my school is like an hour away, and I don't know what the fuck to do when I'm driving. But
you're welcome.
Listening to your show.
Why don't you move?
It's pretty great, man.
Move closer to your school.
I'm going to stop making a fool of myself, and I'll see you later, man. Bye.
Hey, you need to tell that kid in the background to shut the fuck up when you leave your voicemails to me. Tell him to shut the fuck up.
Hey, Doug, what's going on, mate? I'm calling from London. A couple of questions for you. You've had a couple of callers that have mentioned recording apps for your smartphone, but they haven't said what they were called. I really want to know whether there is a decent app that will record your calls on the iPhone, especially. I can't find one.
If only the app stores had some sort of a search option. Somebody should suggest that to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store. We need a search option on those app stores.
Also, whether there's an app that will prank on your behalf. I know you've mentioned a couple. I don't care about money.
Prankdial.com. It's free. Oh, I don't know about in London, but here in the U.S., you get 2 phone calls that are free per day or something like that. And then after that, you have to start spending credits, which are reasonably priced. And completely worth the money. So prankdial.com. There's others, but that's the one that I use.
Pay for them, you have to pay for them. I love pranks and phones. And on pranks, I wondered if you knew, right?
This is a really long voicemail.
Prank calls to a bunch of guys from a sports club. And I've heard that they want to report me to the police. Not knowing who I am yet. But
turn yourself in.
You know what the ruling is. I mean, I'm not really scared because really the police should be doing something fucking decent with their time rather than chasing up a prankster.
Never know.
Anyways,
you'd be surprised, at least here in America.
I am from the UK, so it's probably different rules. I know Jim Stewart.
The police probably just show up and like hit you with their billy clubs or something, right? Is that how it works there? I'm not sure.
He used to fuck shit up, but like, you know what? Honestly, I think people need to let go a bit and have a laugh. Seriously. Anyways, bud, keep doing your thing. And by the way, come on, man. Make the shows a little bit more funnier. Come on.
More funnier.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm loving the whole echo calls and the shoe calls. But I think you should bring back some of the disabled callers where you call up to say that people should have ramps, etc. That really fucks Americans off.
I think it is about time that I do some more of those wheelchair ramp calls. Because it's always funny to make fun of disabled people.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
You were talking about TNI machines, and actually my old man got into ham radio when he was in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought I'd let you know. Baba Booey! Baba Booey! Howard 13 is Baba Booey!
Damn it. I need some kind of a radio dump button for these damn pranksters. Keep getting on my show.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
When you get those neighborhood phone numbers for, like, homeowners associations,
yep.
Why don't you say, pick a neighbor and say that that person wants to have an animal sacrifice in the backyard of their house.
Okay.
And that every single person has to go along with it.
That's believable.
Okay? And, like, they're going to burn animals and squirrels and cats. And say you have to keep your cats inside the house or your cats are going to be killed or like, die. Your cats will go missing. No one will find them. Stalin's at the Charmanine.
I'm going to do
that
it.
Call, and I guess they all, like the whole neighborhood went against like this one house, and they were like knocking on the door like
that's
this random
terrible.
Guy. You should do that.
Poor guy. Okay. You should feel bad about that, time. Gloria. You big jerk. I'm going to roll up a newspaper and be like, no. No, Gloria.
Hey, Redbox Chili Pepper.
Hello.
It's just me calling to give you really great ideas for your lost call, okay?
I see you're giving me a minute and 44 seconds of great ideas. Thank you for that.
Here's the first idea. The first idea.
You only get one idea. One idea per call.
You should start playing the beeping noise faster and then act all panicked very quickly. That way you have to explain less to them and you can just be panicked and the noise will do most of the explaining for you.
Yeah.
And second of all, instead of saying you pissed all over the carpet and tore it up, you should say, I heard this beeping noise under my carpet, and I tore it all up and went down.
Okay, there. I like that idea. That's a good idea. Seriously, that's a good one. I will try to remember that for the next time I do lost calls, which I do need to do soon. I need to do lost calls, and I need to do those water conservation calls in California. Call from the water company and yell at people for overusing their water. I said I was going to do more of those like a week or two ago, and I still haven't gotten to it.
Hey, Brad, FOD87.
Hey there.
Just responding to your concern about the VoIP service. I used to use a company called Call With Us, callwithus.com, obviously all one word. Not free, but depending on the DID you pick, they offer you 10 or 20 or more channels and thousands of minutes for a couple dollars a month.
Mm-hmm.
Might help you out. And then I've actually been meaning to call you anyway because I'm confused about this whole thing. I understand from what you said, and I thought it was a joke at first, but PCN is slowly dying, it looks like. But
no,
I'm confused
dead.
Because you talk
it's
about
gone.
How much YouTube sucks and everything and how much Mixlr was better. So why not make your own Mixlr? Just a thought.
Mm.
And then do we not have the IRC chat room anymore?
Yeah, fuck
and
that
are
place.
We just using the YouTube chat room? YouTube sucks because all you do is complain about how they turn off your stream if you use copyrighted music and how the chat window isn't big enough.
I'm not complaining that much, am I?
No, I haven't really been on online enough to know recently, and I haven't researched all this enough. I've just kind of listened to your shows, and just an observation. Have a good day. Cactus, cactus.
I really like the YouTube thing so far. I think it's working out nicely, and, you know, sometimes there's video. Even though my computer can barely handle the two webcams and streaming video and all that stuff, I really need to upgrade this stupid thing. And the YouTube's nice because it archives everything for me into a video, and if I want to, I can release that. Like I said earlier in the show, I can put that on the Patreon and in the hidden areas of phonelosers.org. But I do really need to set up a secondary option for people who, you know, for YouTube's kind of inconvenient for them if they're listening in their car or some other place where YouTube just kind of sucks to use on your mobile phone because you have to leave it open. So if I'm complaining about YouTube a bunch, I don't mean to. I like the YouTube, but I am going to add something else, either Mixlr or Shoutcast. I'm already paying $15 a month for the Shoutcast server that I have right now, and to do Mixlr the way I want it, I need to pay them $20 a month, which I don't know, I might do that, but then again, maybe I should just use Shoutcast because it's basically the same thing, just with a little bit more delay than Mixlr has. Mixlr definitely is the best for no delays. We will figure out something soon, I'm sure of that. Let's get back to this live show thing. I'm still in the middle of editing it all, but it doesn't really look like there's a whole lot left. So let's see how the rest of this goes. So I can't find another homeowners list, you guys, but I'm going to do one last thing before I leave. I'm going to be done within 30 minutes. Okay, so like if I'm not done by 10:30, I'm just quitting. I did not prepare this week. I thought I could just use that list from last week. But yeah, it looks like they notified everyone in that neighborhood. Told them all about me. So I've got this list of numbers that someone named Sarah sent me. And it's just a list of first names and phone numbers. And that's it. Just that's all it is. She doesn't say where she got them. She sent me a ton of them. In fact, she needs to cut it out. Cut it out, Sarah. Too many numbers, Jesus. But somebody earlier in the chat room was saying that I should do hang up the phone calls. So why not? Let's do some hang up the phone calls if these numbers are any good.
Hello?
Lacey.
Yes?
Hang up the phone.
You called me, fool.
That's right, and I'm telling you to hang up the phone.
Why?
Don't worry about why, just hang up the phone.
Who is it?
Don't worry about who it is, just hang up the phone. Okay, I win. She was confused, but I don't know. That wasn't amazing.
Hello?
Hi, Claire.
Uh-huh.
Hang up the phone. Claire? Okay. I won two in a row. Alright, fuck this list. Let me try one last thing to do in the last 15 minutes of the show. I've got this other list. Yeah, from Sean. 8,000 Colorado residents in a really nice neighborhood. But I don't know where I'm at in the list. I guess it doesn't matter. We'll go to number 5,157 on the list.
Hello?
Hi, Patricky.
Who's calling?
This is Dave from the city of Boulder.
Yes?
And I needed to let you know that we're going to be aiming microwave beams at your house this coming week, starting tomorrow morning.
Why are you calling so late to tell me this?
Well, we sent you a letter and asked you to respond, and you never did, and then we tried calling, and nobody would ever pick up. So they just asked me to try this time of night.
So what's going to happen?
Oh, nothing's going to happen. We're just required by law to let you know that we're going to be aiming microwave beams at your house. It's a science experiment.
And just at our house or at a lot of houses?
Oh, no, just your house. And I needed to find out, do you have any small pets in there?
Yes.
How small?
Well, they're cats.
Oh, cats. Ugh. Okay, that shouldn't be a problem.
Can I ask you, this is an experiment from the city of Boulder?
Well, no, it's actually, the city of Boulder is being contracted by the Chinese government to do an experiment. So it's...
Who could I contact tomorrow to talk about this?
I don't know. I can give you Doug's number, I guess.
Who's Doug?
He's the local sensei. But I think he'll be able to answer the questions.
What?
He's the local sensei.
What's that?
I don't know. Why do you need to talk to anyone? I already told you everything you need to know.
No, because this sounds very peculiar to me. This doesn't sound like anything official. This sounds like some weird thing that is going on.
A weird thing? No, it's the city of Boulder, ma'am. We've been contracted by the Chinese government.
Right. So which department in the city of Boulder can I contact?
I don't know. Just call the main number and tell them it's about the experiment with the Chinese government.
Yeah, this is a bunch of baloney. Thank you.
You're a bunch of baloney. All right, let's try and get some of these people in Boulder to hang up the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Elizabeth?
Yeah?
Hey, hang up the phone.
Who's calling?
This is Steve from the city of Boulder.
All right.
Okay, yeah, just hang up the phone.
Why?
Well, don't worry about it. Just hang up.
What's going on?
Oh, no, nothing. No, there's no problem. Nothing's going on. Just hang up the phone.
Why? Who's calling? Am I going to call the police?
No, don't call the police. I'm with the city. No, I'm just saying...
Why are you calling me?
To tell you to hang up the phone.
You're calling me to tell me to hang up the phone. I'm calling the police.
For what? You're bothering the police for no reason. That's stupid.
Why are you calling me to tell me to hang up my phone? Well,
don't worry about it. Just hang up.
All right, I'm calling the police.
Do it. I don't care. Whatever. I thought Officer Tackleberry was going to get to talk to her again, but I guess not. Oh, good times. All right. Next is Matthew. I don't understand it either, these people calling the police. It doesn't make sense.
At the tone, please record your message to...
Hello?
Hi, Kathy.
Hang on, let me...
Okay.
Let me put her on. Who is this?
This is Doug from the city of Boulder.
Are you calling people for at 11:30?
Oh, is this Kathy?
Yes.
I was just calling to tell you to hang up the phone. Just hang it up.
I don't know. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Who is this? Who are you calling? Who are you?
This is Doug from the city of Boulder. I was just calling Kathy to tell her to hang up the phone.
Was her phone not hung up?
No, it was hung up. I was just calling to make sure. I just wanted to let her. I just wanted to tell her to hang it up.
Okay, we'll do that. I don't understand.
But I want her to hang it up. Hey. What was that about?
Hello?
Hi, Lara.
Who is this?
This is Doug from the city of Boulder.
Yeah.
Hang up the phone. I win. I hate when they obey me, damn it.
Hello?
Hi, is George there?
Which George?
Well, either one, I don't know.
Well, who are you trying to call?
George.
Are you trying to call Little Sisters of the Poor?
No, I'm just trying to call George.
Who is this?
Well, who are you? This is supposed to be George's number. You shouldn't be picking up.
This is his wife. What?
Oh,
I don't
it
know
is.
What you're...
Oh, okay. Well, are you sitting down?
What is going on?
I just need to talk to George. Your husband, George.
Hold on.
Okay.
Honey, George, yeah. There's a weird phone call. Somebody, what? I don't know, somebody needs to talk to you.
What?
He won't tell me who it is.
No, I
see. Are you still there?
Yeah,
are you
no,
still
it's,
there?
It's Doug from the city of Boulder.
Doug from the city of Boulder?
Yeah, I told you that, I thought.
No, you didn't.
Okay, well, anyway, I need to talk to George.
Okay.
This is Doug from the city of Boulder.
Hello.
Hello, George?
Yeah.
Hang up the phone.
Okay.
Just hang it up. You hang it right up. He hung it up. What the hell, George? Way to be a man. God. I don't know. It was amusing just to hear that lady freak out. Amber Corwin says he got to handle it in front of his wife.
Hi, we're either on the phone or...
Damn you, Janet. All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Sorry none of my things worked out, but we had, you know, one amusing thing come from each separate thing. So it's okay. It all sort of worked a little bit. Sort of. Schmanky in the chat room. He said some words of wisdom earlier. He said that when people say they're going to call the police, that's the grown-up version of saying, I'm going to tell on you. And I think that's true. Damn grown-ups. Bunch of tattletales is what they are. Anyway, thank you everyone for listening. Hopefully I will be doing a live show again soon, since this one kind of sucked. But just be watching the Twitter and stuff. Hey there, people. It's me again. It's current day Roy instead of live show from Sunday night Roy. And that's the end of the live show, and we're already up to almost 50 minutes for today's show, so I'm just going to end it. But first, I'm going to play this old prank call, which is kind of similar to what I was doing Sunday night, telling people about microwave beams aimed at their house. Here is a lady that me and Carlito and Neon called. Last year or the year before, I don't remember.
Hello.
Hey, Beverly?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave. I live just down the street over on Randall. Yeah, just
okay.
Like right in front of your house.
Uh-huh.
And there's a problem. Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
Thank God you answered. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay. We're beaming microwaves at your house. And is
I beg your pardon?
We're beaming microwave energy beams at your house. And I forgot, we can't get it to turn off. Like, there's so much energy going into it now, we just can't shut it off.
So what do I have to do?
Nothing. I just wanted to let you know, in case you noticed anything weird.
Well, I sure don't understand that.
Well, the water in your toilet bowl might start boiling. Let her know that.
Yeah, the water in your toilet bowl could start boiling, but...
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, and... microwave energy beams.
What would cause that?
The microwave energy beams we have focused directly at your front door right now. Don't use the front door. Go out the back door or the garage.
Don't touch the door handle, tell her.
Yeah, don't touch the... Have you ever seen Home Alone where Kevin puts the red hot thing on the doorknob and the burglar grabs it and for some reason he doesn't let go. He just sits there with his hand on the doorknob and for like 5 minutes. Don't do that.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not saying it's... It's not going to be like that, okay? No, don't. I'm not saying it's going to be like that.
Well, how did you find out?
Well, because it's an experiment we're doing in our garage, and we pointed the microwave beam directly at your door.
Well, why is it?
Try pulling the plug, tell her.
Yeah, when we pull the plug, it doesn't turn off. It's like running on its own energy now.
Actually.
So what happens now?
We got to figure out how to shut it off.
Any popcorn you have, tell her.
Oh,
it's
crap.
Pop it.
Yeah, your kitchen, isn't in line of sight from Randall Street from the front door, is it? Because if you have microwave popcorn in there, there's going to be a problem.
Oh, my God.
Where's your kitchen? Is it to the left or to the right? Which way? Ma'am?
Yes?
Where's your kitchen at?
Oh, my kitchen's right in the front.
Oh, crap.
By the front door.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Fuck.
Don't drink the water. Your water is going to start boiling pretty soon. All the water. Do you have a fish tank in your house?
Do you have pets?
A what?
Do you have a fish tank in your house?
No.
Okay,
oh, thank
good.
God.
That'd be bad.
Yeah.
Do you have any pets?
Yes.
Put the pets out in the backyard.
What do you have, a dog or a cat?
I don't.
Or what
I
do
have two cats, and they don't ever go outside.
Well, can you check the cats and make sure they're still alive because they might already be dead?
Okay, but before you do that, let me tell you this. The microwave beams are known to make ghosts visible.
To make what?
You might see ghosts in your house because microwave beams are...
Oh, come on.
...known to make ghosts visible.
I just don't understand this at all.
And go check on your cats, hurry.
We didn't know that it would not turn off. We should have experimented longer before we tried this. To beam it, to beam it right at your house like this. That was dumb of us.
My cat's right here beside me. She's okay.
Are they soft?
Are they what?
Soft and cute.
Soft?
Yeah. Are they cute?
Are they stupid?
Oh, come on.
Are they stupid fucking piece of shit cats?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
What color is cat number one?
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Does it have some yarn to play with, madam?
Can you put your hand in the toilet and see how hot the water is?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Where in the world did you get my phone number?
We're neighbors.
National book.
I called you, like last year because we were getting your mail by accident. Can you make a tinfoil hat for your kitty?
No.
Two hats.
It'll make it safe.
One for each. Put your hand in the toilet and splash it around.
I will not.
Ma'am, please don't look at your cat straight in the eye. They may actually have radiation poisoning.
Radiation rabies.
Well, you better hurry up and get that fixed because I'm hanging up.
Your cats are going to go crazy. They're going to see ghosts now.
We don't know what to do. Whoa, there was even some laugh track Matt on the end of that call. I forgot he was in that one. That's all for today's show. If you didn't like today's show because, you know, just there wasn't a lot of picking up happening or, you know, just things weren't working out that well for me, you can blame that on Ben Kilburn. He's the sponsor of today's show. Personally, I think it's bullshit that things didn't go that well on Sunday night. So thanks for that, Ben. Today's show was produced by Buster and Jason B. And auto editing services were provided by Brian W. and Todd L. And special thanks this week goes to people who supported the show in June of 2015, and they never even got to sponsor a show. That includes Brown Magic, Ryan Brown, Joe G, Nation Marshall, Rhapsody Man 2000, Kuraz, and Reefer Badness. Those people are owed a little bit of thanks for not yelling at me for not making them the sponsor during June of 2015. You guys are the best for allowing me to not keep up with my commitments. Be sure to tell all of your friends and family about this show. Force them to listen to it and give them discs and flash drives full of episodes and download a lot of episodes into their phone using their data plan. Try to use up all their data if you can. It'll be hilarious.
This is the PLA radio show coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. We'll call you up and pose as your phone company. Inquire about 900 numbers that cost a lot of money. And when you're frustrated and you don't know what to say, we'll inquire politely, does your wife know you're gay? Yeah, you better pick up or we'll hack your voicemail. Tell people to fuck off and go to hell. Yeah, with RBCP and the rest of the gang, calls can get crazy and downright insane. When we visit your Facebook, you'll always get 5 stars. We love your cactus entrees and your glory holes are large and well padded. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. We'll hack your brain, make you insane. By the time that we're through, you'll be scratching your head, what the fuck did I just do? So lock the doors, flip off the breakers, get on the floor. I've got some blue Gatorade for you to pour. I'd like to bid $5 million on the cactus. Go ahead, hang up on me, there's plenty more of us. We can mob your radio station all damn day. Who the fuck bids on the radio when we've got eBay? Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. God help you if you answer our Craigslist ad. You're so easy to fool that it's really kinda sad. And we can't be held responsible if we make you mad. Can you believe our parents said this was just a fad? Yeah, we're crazy awesome hackers and we're very self-reliant. You ask us why we do this, we say that it's for science. So don't call the cops, don't even bother to sue. At 12 o'clock at midnight, fuck you. Every Monday brings a tear to my eye. Why did Mildred Monday have to go and die? Her sons were so beautiful and so kind. We should call them back just one more time. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. This is the PLA radio show coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. That dial tone, though.
Thank you for listening to the Bone Losers of America.